Blog Talk Radio.
Are you concerned with health freedom? Are you interested in alternative health? Tired of the dangerous deceptions that lie within the current North American medical model? Join Mike Phillip and Andrea Brightwell Monday evening at 8 p.m. Central on the Northern Wellness TV Network for an open discussion on health freedom and strategies to optimize your health. Listen and interact as we interview guests from across the spectrum of alternative medicine and health freedom. Empower yourself and voice your opinion Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central on northernwellness.tv. See you there.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us tonight to Northern Wellness Health Radio Talk Show. I'm your introductor, Andrea Brightwell, and we're going to have our host coming on pretty soon, Mike Phillip. Tonight's show, we're going to be introducing ourselves, so myself, Andrea, and Mike, and our history and what we're doing. And we're also going to be discussing some current events that have been happening in the news lately. We're going to discuss some prescriptions rising and bleeding events, a medical kidnapping story that will break your heart. Of course, the FDA is always in the news, and this one's talking about fatal skin reaction. Another one about fluoride, which has always been an interesting topic for me. And, of course, genetically modified, so Monsanto and their story about in Ukraine and what they're doing. So tonight, we hope you have a great show, and we hope you enjoy listening in, get a glass of wine or a beer or whatever you need to relax, and enjoy. We'll be with you in just a few minutes.
Have a question or an opinion? Call us at 347-426-3726 to talk to our host, Mike Phillip. An ancient Ayurvedic proverb says, "When diet is wrong, medicine is of no use. When diet is correct, medicine is of no need." Go to our blog at northernwellnessradio.tumblr.com for links to great, healthy, gluten-free recipes.
With us again. Like I said, my name is Andrea Brightwell, and we're going to introduce Mike Phillip now. Mike, you there with us?
I'm here, Andrea. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing excellent, and we're going to have a great show tonight. We got a lot of things to discuss. What's on your mind, Andrea?
Well, I first thought we'd start off with introducing ourselves to everyone out there listening. So I'm going to interview you, and then you can interview me. So, Mike, tell me a little bit about where you've grown up and where you're from.
I was born in Camrose, Alberta, and I've lived in a lot of provinces and a few states. The majority of my life has been spent in Canada. So, you know, I'm a Canadian boy at heart, but I, you know, my dad is from Chicago, so I've got a lot of American heritage as well. And I was raised with a really firm, a constitutional U.S. style upbringing. And I guess the reason that I'm so interested in natural health products and interested in alternative health is because I hit a time in my life when I was sick and going down fast, and my mind wasn't where it should be. And I was able, through, you know, a lot of research, to find the right way to go to get my health back and the health of my family. And so as I've progressed through life, I ended up hosting part-time for Dr. Peter Glidden on the Fire Your MD Now radio show on the Genesis Communications Network. And here I am today, and we would like to, you know, I just want to bring information out to people that they don't have to take all the drugs that are thrown at them that are killing them. They don't have to be sick. There's never any really good reason that you should have to get a knee or hip replacement if you have the right information and you're willing to act on it. So that's a bit about me. So,
well, you said when you were, you know, you were going through your own kind of health issues, you had to do a lot of research. So where did you go? Where did you go for your research?
Everywhere. I was all over the place. And you know what? It was we had so many different supplements in the cupboard, and we could never hit the mark until I was able, you know, myself, when I found Youngevity with Dr. Peter Glidden talking about it, that's how we were able to turn our health around. But the fact of the matter is, it's not just the brand name. What it is minerals, vitamins, amino and fatty acids. There's herbs. There's all kinds of ways that you can get your health back. And we're surrounded in them, quite frankly. But, you know, we grow up believing that, you know, you get sick, you go to the doctor, you do what he says, take the scribbly little note to the pharmacy, and that's how you treat disease. Well, there's got to be a better way. I found it for myself and my family, and I'd like to give a platform to people who have found any way whatsoever without using a drug or surgery to get their health back.
Yeah, I think that's our goal, too, is informing people. So they did a lot, you did a lot of research, and so did I, but if we can be that research tool for people wanting to educate themselves, then let's do it. I think the other
let's
thing for me growing up was I always thought that you always got enough, you know, your vitamins and everything you needed from the food you eat, and learning more about the food industry and how food's, you know, being produced, that is not the case. You cannot get everything you need from the food you eat. So growing up, I thought that was enough, but no.
We thought we had it covered, too, because I took Flintstone vitamins when I was a kid.
Oh, I had the gummy worms or the gummy bears.
I used to sneak them, actually, because I thought they were like candy. I couldn't understand why she'd only let me have one. I used to eat those things like Pez. So, Andrea, what's your deal?
Well, I don't really have any, you know, serious health issues that I had to overcome, but I've always been conscious about not just following, you know, what everyone else is doing. I guess a little bit of a rebel at heart. And so when I started to learn more about the food industry and just the medical kind of deceptions that are out there, it stuck with me. For my family, my husband had some, you know, health issues that came up, and I was introduced, like you as well, to, you know, Youngevity supplement company. And I always just thought, you know, I never really thought about minerals as being a significant part of a person's diet. You know, calcium, yeah, iron, yeah. But, like, never occurred to me that there were, you know, 58 other minerals out there that I need. And so being more informed about it, my health has improved where I thought I didn't need any improvement. So I've lost weight. I ran my first half marathon in October. And I'm the healthiest I've ever been. I sleep great. My skin's good. So these little kind of things that, you know, I thought were just supposed to be the way they are, and they've gotten better. And as a result, it's, you know, improved my family's life and my kids' life and our overall, you know, outlook on life. Our lives in general are so much better. So I'm coming from the perspective of not someone who's been really, really sick, but have seen benefits of just taking a few things and improvement and being informed with different aspects of, you know, science and environment and food that I think most people just take for granted. You know, when I show my kids a potato and I tell them this is where French fries come from, they think I'm talking out of my butt because, no, that's wrong. So there's this huge disconnect for people when it comes to food, where it's coming from and what we need. And I want to inform and, you know, talk about that. So that's my two cents, Mike.
That's great. And you got to understand, people, Andrea's like 7 feet tall.
Amazon woman over here.
It's hard to tell over Skype. Okay, so you've got some, we've got a live chat apparently going on here. You can log in through Facebook. Is that how it works, Andrea?
No, on your on the thing that, on the place where they are right now, if you just scroll to the bottom of your Blog Talk Radio page that we're on, you can chat in, and we've got Corey on the chat, so he can answer any questions you have, or if you want to give your 2 cents, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our current events with The Pulse.
Today on The Pulse, our host, Mike Phillip, is uncovering the dangerous deceptions in the current medical model, exposing injustice against health freedom, and giving hope when all people feel is fear. With no further ado, our host, Mike Phillip.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Phillip here, and with my co-host Andrea Brightwell, and we've got a number of things that we're going to be talking about today. One of the things that really caught my eye when I was skipping around looking at different things, because I'm like an information junkie. You know, I'm constantly reading, I'm constantly looking things up, and this really caught my eye. The Sacramento Bee is and real professional sounding newspaper, I know. But they're reporting, although stroke has long been considered an illness of advanced age, statistics show a startling demographic reversal in recent years, even while strokes are on the decline in older adults, decreasing by more than 25% for people older than 45. According to the CDC and prevention figures, the chances of stroke have soared alarmingly among people in early adulthood and middle age. What's going on? We spend a lot of money on healthcare here, Andrea. Why are younger people getting strokes?
Yeah, it's crazy. You always think of this as like your grandparents getting a stroke, not people our age.
Exactly. I get scared every time I smell toast. I'm just kidding. From 1994 through 2007, CDC research shows the rate of ischemic stroke jumped by 47%. For men ages 35 to 44, and 36% for women in the same age group. For men in their early 20s, the number of stroke-related hospitalizations rose by more than 50% during that period. So, you know, like my good friend Dr. Peter Glidden is known to say, the most expensive healthcare is the one that doesn't work. The most expensive treatment is the one that does not work. And like Andrea said earlier, there's a total disconnect going on where people are absolutely getting sicker all around us, evidenced by the fact that strokes are climbing amongst younger people, but we just keep spending more money and throwing more drugs at it. So,
yeah, that's
ischemic stroke.
20s, that's really, you know, disturbing. I got friends in my 20s. Yeah,
it's crazy. So ischemic stroke caused by clots accounts for almost 90% of the 800,000 strokes Americans suffer each year. The remainder are hemorrhagic strokes caused by brain bleeding or aneurysms, which result in about 40% of the nation's 130,000 annual deaths from stroke. And you know what? A lot of these, I believe, are drug-induced, and I'm not talking about cocaine or heroin. I'm talking about, you know, that the friendly guy in the white coat with the stethoscope and the paper on the wall telling you take this, right? And I got research to back that up, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. Researchers theorize that improved diagnostic technology could be responsible for at least part of the increase in stroke numbers. So they don't even know what causes it is what they're saying right there. Just the faint hope on the horizon that maybe we could pick up your chances of getting one a little bit earlier. Well, then what? Then what are they going to do? They're going to drug you. You know, they're going to give you Xarelto, or they're going to give you warfarin, which is, you know, what human beings call rat poison. Yeah, you know that? Your doctor's going to give you rat poison. Think about that. You know, take some home and give it to your kids.
Yummy. Sounds good.
Put it on your cereal. you know, we can eliminate strokes in one lifetime because awareness is the cure. You're allowed to say that awareness is the cure, right? I mean, look at the Susan B. Komen Foundation. and people like that. They're always, you're not allowed to say that water cures dehydration. You're not allowed to say that anything cures anything unless it's a drug. But awareness, that's just fine. I mean, you'll see it on buses. You'll see it on benches. You know, pink ribbons, that gets rid of breast cancer. And it's insane because there are really easy solutions. And like I was talking about earlier, we're surrounded with them. I mean, there's a guy in Alberta here with a mineral company, and he's got piles of letters from people that have gotten over depression and all kinds of issues just by using minerals. And again, it's not the brand name. I mean, it has to do with the absorbability of the product. But the fact is, we need minerals, and it is that simple. So don't get a stroke and be paralyzed on one half of your face, you know, or whatever. Take your minerals. You know, if you got to find a company that gives you a good mineral supplement, do it. There's all kinds of them out there. Now, I happen to have the best one. But, you know, there are options. So, you know, with a little bit of research, you know, you can do a lot of great things in your health by mineralizing the body. And that's kind of the point of why we're here, isn't it, Andrea?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about aneurysms in particular, but, you know, what is an aneurysm? It's your blood leaking, and it creates pressure, and you have a stroke, right? So if your blood's leaking out of a vein or an artery, well, pump up the veins or the arteries so that that doesn't happen. To me, that just seems like perfect sense. So what do you
need
to pump up?
Well, you're making too much sense.
Yeah, I'm like blowing people's minds right now.
Yeah. So, incidentally, that's why you're not rich.
No, but, you know, you cut yourself on your finger and you put a Band-Aid on it. That's the natural cause. So if, you know, your veins in your brain or your arteries are weak, that they're going to start leaking and causing these, you know, aneurysms, well, find out what your body needs to strengthen those veins. That's all you need to do. And then take that stuff. Rocket science. It's not. It's easy.
It is, yeah. And that's another thing. We're not doctors. I mean, we're just regular everyday people like anybody else with jobs, you know. And, I mean, if I know this, this is insane.
No, I agree. So do you know what our veins need and our arteries need to be strong?
Well, yeah, amino and fatty acids, for one thing, big time.
And
you know, I mean, minerals. It's that simple. You know, there's 90 of them. You need 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino, and 2 fatty acids. Bada bing, bada boom, get your health back. You know, and not only that, but people are eating a lot of foods that are causing a lot of free radical damage. And, you know, we're not eating things that have what's required, you know, specifically ORAC value, oxygen radical absorption capacity. You need that in your diet. There's been tons of studies done showing that even just selenium, I mean, 200 micrograms of selenium a day will devastate breast cancer. You know, that's it. Just selenium, the mineral. It's in the ground. I mean, we've got it in the ground here in central and northern Alberta. You just have to find it. So, you know, selenium, amino and fatty acids, copper. Copper is huge for vein health. I mean, if you got ugly, you know, veins sticking out of your legs and it looks really unattractive and you don't want to go to the beach because of it, start supplementing with copper and amino acids and selenium. It's that simple. And that doesn't even just cover vein health and arteries. I mean, we're talking skin, we're talking lungs, we're talking brain. This goes deep, people. You don't ever have to get a stroke. I mean, and once you do, that's the other thing. Throwing a drug at it is like painting over mold. It's not going to fix the problem. You're not going to get better. You're just going to hobble along. And chances are you're going to need 10 other drugs to counteract the effects of the last one that you took, right? So, I mean, it's nothing for me to run into people that are on 19 different prescriptions, you know?
That's dangerous. So dangerous.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. So, you know, at the same time that this is being reported, they don't give a solution. But the solutions have been around forever. You know, this it's crazy because, like I say, I'm just a guy on the prairie here in Alberta. Andrea is now, you know, she's a mom, And we know how to prevent these things. So, you know, the right information is out there. Now, I realize the well is thoroughly poisoned, but do some diligence. You know, check out some of the stuff on our website. And you, too, could prevent stroke. Now, Andrea, you got a few things you want to talk about. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, talking about, like, poisons and things like that, I was going on the Health Freedom Natural News website, and they have this story about fluoride and how it causes serious problems. And I am a bit of an ignorant person because I always just thought fluoride was this, you know, natural thing, like, you know, calcium or iron or magnesium, just a natural thing you'd find in the earth, and they're putting it in our water to help us. How wrong was I? I had no idea what fluoride actually comes from, what they're putting in our drinking water. It's actually hexafluoroxylic acid, and it's like the leftover rubbish from these fertilizing plants that go through their air and water filters. So, you know, they make their fertilizer, goes through all these filters so that when they actually, you know, push out the air, it's clean. But these filters collect what they call hexafluoric acid, and that is what they're putting into drinking water for, you know, cities that use this fluoride to, you know, help your teeth. It's a huge, you know, proponent for, you know, the dental community that, you know, you need fluoride. But it's not a natural, it's not organic, and it's the leftover crap from, you know, these filtration systems. And
aluminum production.
Yeah. And so there's this, you know, the city of Prince George actually, start of the year, they finally voted unanimously to get rid of fluoride out of their drinking water. And, you know, in Calgary, I don't know how long we haven't had ours. How about in Camrose? Do you guys still have fluoride in your drinking water?
We have extra fluoride. We decided that we were just going to go all out with it. I think that we doubled up on the chlorine, too.
Oh my God.
And it really shows. If you walk around Camrose, and I'm sorry, Camrose, but when I go to the store, I see the ugliest people I've ever seen in my life. And everybody is just, oh, my goodness. People are overweight, and they're lugging a oxygen tank behind them. And I see this everywhere. And you know what? It's not their fault. But, you know, yeah, we have to put a lot of stuff in our water because the source isn't that great. But, you know, again, I mean, what if we were to just put minerals in the water? It would probably cost less than the fluoride. And you'd see a ton of these health issues just melt away. But they're too cowardly to look at that, right? Not only that, but it's probably an issue where somebody's getting paid somewhere. And they don't want to give up that source of revenue. Have you ever watched somebody put fluoride in a municipal water supply? It's like they're wearing a MOB 1 desert warfare chemical suit. And, you know, there's a big skull and crossbones on the bag. And, you know, then they go home to their kids and drink the water that they just put the bag of crap with the big skull and crossbones in. You know, it's insane.
I know. Well, it's like, you know, the same stuff is found in sunscreen. Do we squirt sunscreen into a shot glass and to hit it back? Of course not. So why
I
are
do.
We... Shut up.
Well, I would.
No.
How much would you pay me to do that?
Nothing, because you'll die eventually.
I'm sorry. Go on with what you were talking about.
No, but you know what? It's, you know, there's this thing I looked up at, the 10 facts about fluoride. And most countries, actually developed countries, don't use fluoride in their drinking water. U.S. and Canada, you know, some cities in Canada are alone in this. And, you know, we think we're such a developed nation and we're so smart and we're so advanced. But when, you know, Western Europe, for instance, 97% of the population drinks non-fluoridated water. So are we advanced or are we, you know, the back of the bus and just, you know, not getting the point that why would we put poisons in our water and drink it voluntarily? Like, if you are living in a city that has fluoridated water, look it up. Find out what you're actually drinking and then write your city, write your, you know, your MLA, whoever you need to start a petition to get rid of this fluoride, because first step is knowledge. Next step is action. You guys got to get rid of the stuff out of your water. You know, I've got a friend who works at a dental office, and she says, oh, you know, ever since we, you know, the city took out fluoride, we see so many more cavities. Well, it's like saying, you know, you hear a bunch of elephants and really it's a herd of zebras. it's not the fluoride. People just have deficiencies in different minerals. You know, for one, calcium. If your teeth are made of calcium and you're getting cavities, well, start taking more calcium and you won't have any cavities. You'll be pumping up your body's reserves so you don't get that, right? Am I talking ridiculous right now? Am I making
You're making
sense?
A lot of sense to me. Yeah. That's just it. And you know what's funny is they always link poor teeth to bad heart health. Have you ever heard that? If you see somebody with really bad teeth, they're at high risk for a heart attack. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you see somebody with a calcium deficiency, yeah, chances are their heart is in trouble, their kidney's in trouble, their thyroid's in trouble, because you need a huge amount of calcium daily in conjunction with, you know, we were talking about selenium and copper earlier. You know, if you can find a good absorbable source of calcium, but then, you know, at the same time, they turn around and try to scare people and say, you know, well, don't take calcium because, you know, that'll cause kidney stones and this, and this, and the other. Now, if you're doing it right, everything will just function normally. And, you know, the fact of the matter is you don't have a heart attack because you have bad teeth. You have bad teeth and a heart attack because you don't have calcium. And you're exactly right, Andrea. And I just want to go back because I think you touched on something that's very important. And that is the need to get involved with, say, the Chamber of Commerce or the City Council and start finding out what they're doing and get in there and try to make changes that are going to help your community. But if you want to sit back on your chair every day and watch Judge Judy and eat Cheetos and expect that the rest of the world is going to look out for your best interests, you are wrong. So wrong. You know, and this is the situation we're in. I actually interviewed the lawyer, Sean Buckley, that spearheaded the movement to get the fluoride out of the water in Prince George. Remember you were talking about that?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so they had done that, and you know, they were successful. And then they had a plebiscite on whether or not to put in smart meters. You know, everybody's talking about smart meters, right?
What is it? Well, I haven't heard of this. Smart meters.
Okay, so I'll fill you in. The city actually voted it down. The citizens voted that they did not want smart meters. So the city just went and installed them anyways, right? I mean, even, you know, so the illusion of democracy there was completely obliterated.
Well, that's just, like, I don't want to say it's shocking because I'm not actually shocked, but it's just ridiculous that, you know, they think they have the rights to do those types of things.
It's amazing. So, yeah, I completely 100% agree with Andrea on this one. Fluoride, you know, it's just like drinking sunscreen because it's going to protect your skin. I mean, maybe, you know, fluoride is fine for your teeth. I mean, the fluoride that comes out of the ground, but the byproduct of aluminum production or sodium fluoride is absolutely not good for you. And that's evidence. I mean, we just talked about how strokes are rising in young people, right? That's probably one of a pile of reasons.
There's so many environmental and things that you're not even aware of that are affecting to it. You know, well, even like, you know, for fluoride supplements, they've never been approved by the FDA. And I mean, the FDA is whatever. I don't even want to get on them. But even they say that, you know, adding this to your water at prescription strength, like, it's not going to do a whole lot. So if you think you need fluoride, just pass. Just take the calcium, take the magnesium, take all the other minerals that you do need, and just take a pass on fluoride. That's my opinion.
I agree with your opinion 100%. So, yeah, it's amazing. And it touches on another thing here, too, that, you know, like, that's just one thing. There's the drugs, there's the fluoride, there's the constant bombardment by smart meters, Wi-Fi, you know, there's elevated rates of cancer around cell phone towers, you know, electrical grid apparatus. So, you know, we're absolutely being bombarded. So why would you think that it would be any different with supplementation? Why would you think that you could just get away with taking, you know, a Centrum every day and it's going to counteract these effects? It doesn't make sense.
No, you're absolutely right. So let's leave people with that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Cindy from Ontario, And Mike's going to help her out with a question she has.
An ancient Ayurvedic proverb says, when diet is wrong, medicine is of no use. When diet is correct, medicine is of no need. Go to our blog at northernwellnessradio.tumblr.com for links to great, healthy, gluten-free recipes.
Okay, Mike, we're back
live. Yeah. Go ahead, Andrea. We got a call?
Yeah, we got a call from Cindy from Ontario, and she has a question about varicose veins. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing all right, Cindy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So it wasn't a question. I actually had a comment to add on to your varicose veins. I am new to the 90 Essential Nutrients. I noticed you didn't say the name earlier, so I'm just going to say the 90 Essential Nutrients. And my mother-in-law, who was borderline diabetic, has had varicose veins for 30 years, would not wear shorts or a dress because she was very embarrassed about by them. She had started taking these on a Friday night, and by the Monday morning, she was at my house bouncing. She was taking a shower and looked down at her leg and thought her eyes were getting really bad, and she went into the basement where there was more lights and looked at her leg, and the veins that literally went down the inside of her thigh from top to bottom were an inch after 3 days. I was blown away. Hello?
Wow. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
So
what was she using?
It really is. I'm thrilled by this. I have many, many stories, but I noticed you were talking about the varicose veins, and I can tell you personally from experience by looking at my ex-mother-in-law, her legs are amazing now. Oh, and by the way, her levels for her sugar levels have leveled off.
How long did that take?
It took literally the 3 days. And in those, and it wasn't 3 days. She started taking it Friday night, and by Monday morning, she was at my house bouncing. She'd lost 6 pounds. Her sugar levels were balanced off, and her varicose veins were all but gone.
That's amazing. And I've heard many stories like this. Like when I got going with things, it took a little while to get my health back. But actually, what I've done in the town that I live in is I have an insider account with Dr. Glidden, my good friend, and what I do is we meet every Thursday night, and I just put on a webinar with Dr. Glidden speaking, right? And so since I've been doing this, it's been about a year, and we have a gentleman and his wife that have been coming to our meetings. Now, this guy, he was on insulin, metformin. He was paralyzed from the waist down back in 1993, couldn't work, couldn't really walk too good. Couldn't do anything, really. He was just at home. And all
we're not talking about Jack.
No, we're not talking about Jack.
Okay.
And I'm not going to name no names.
Okay.
But this guy also had, not Jack, had skin cancer on the top of his head. And he was scheduled to go for surgery in a couple of months. Well, we got him on board with a really simple vitamin, mineral, and amino and fatty acid program. And, you know, this is what I'm talking about. It was about 37 days that he quit taking his insulin after taking it for over 20 years. Then the skin cancer on the top of his head that he was supposed to get surgery for fell off like a dried up scab in the middle of the night, like gone. And now the last meeting we had, he's off of his metformin now. And I'm talking, this guy had tears in his eyes because he was able to run with his grandson, and he hasn't been able to run since the 90s. So, you know, exactly what you're talking about, I've seen it too. And it's a matter of getting the right amounts of minerals, amino and fatty acids, and vitamins in your body. And I'm so glad that you found a way to do it. So how long have you been doing this, and what effects have you seen in your own life?
In my own life, I'm actually a pretty healthy person. Well, I figure I am at my age. I'm 46. I work outside, so I've never been one of these people with the sunscreen, even though everybody's always said, put some sunscreen on. I'm a contractor outside. I do landscaping. And I was sitting there after I'd started taking it. I started taking it because my mother, I wanted to help her. She's 65 and she'd lost 30 pounds. She was breathing, which she hadn't been able to do. She'd walk 20 feet and have to sit down. Her skin looked wonderful. I've never seen my mother look so well. So I originally started it to support her because I wanted her to keep going with whatever it was she was doing. So I started taking it and thought, oh, you know, I know somebody who has back pains and leg pains and everything else. I should mention it to them. And at that point, I realized I had not been getting out of bed in the morning in excruciating pain for about a week. I was to the point where I was in tears because my back pain was so bad. And here I had thought it really hadn't done a lot for me. My skin's beautiful. My hair is beautiful. I have nails, even though I'm a landscaper. And like I said, I have no back pain when I get out of bed in the morning, and I give it to my six-year-old son. I love the stuff. He's not come home with a cold, and you know what six-year-olds are like at school.
Yeah, I know. They're like a petri dish.
What products are you using?
I'm just using the 90 for Life at this point. Oh, I'm sorry. Was I allowed to say that?
Oh, you can say whatever you want. What company? Longevity?
Yes, it is. I'm blown away by it. I've already had it. What's wonderful for me is I'm giving it to people that I know and I love, and they're coming back to me with beautiful results. So it's not like I'm watching it online and giving other testimonials of other people. It's people I'm actually seeing. I'm changing their life, and I feel amazing about it, you know. And I've watched all of Dr. Glidden's. I've been online constantly. That's why I mentioned Jack, because that story just blew me away. And I notice he's not online for the radio anymore. And of course, I'm not sure how to do it anymore to find him to watch and listen.
Okay, you know what? That's really simple, actually. Have you heard of his insider account at drglidden.com?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, so you're an insider.
Oh, I'm not, because you know what? I actually live in Muskoka. I don't know if you know where that is, in Ontario. And the wintertime, it's feast or famine, right? So wintertime is famine for us. And I can't warrant doing that because there's a fee monthly. Sorry.
If you're a longevity distributor, remember
yes.
I was talking about the meetings that I'm holding in my town, just showing the webinars?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what you do. All I did was I went and I found a little coffee shop. And I told the owner, I said, hey, look, you know, alternative health is big these days. Everybody's talking about it. People are talking about going gluten-free and whatnot. And I know this doctor out of Chicago, and I'd like to show a video of him talking about how to recover from different issues using minerals and vitamins and amino acids. And if you let me do that on, you know, say 7 o'clock every Thursday night, people are going to come in and drink your coffee. And you're going to benefit, and I'm going to benefit, and they're going to benefit because they're going to learn how to get their health back. And she thought that was a great idea. So, you know, I started setting up in there, and it was about 3 weeks, and I was packing that place to the rafters. So, you know, if a person is creative and uses some of the tools available, you can with, you know, specifically longevity. I know it's set up as a network marketing business. That would be a great way to supplement your income over the winter, right?
Well, yes.
So you've already thought this through. Yeah. So, okay,
yes.
You're a landscaper. Do you got a bunch of young guys that you run circles around all day?
Yep, pretty much.
Yep. Good help is hard to find. I know exactly what you're talking about. So
yeah,
I really appreciate...
Go ahead.
No, you first.
Cindy, you go first.
I'd actually got rid of a lot of my clients because I could not find the young guys that would keep up and keep working all summer, because they thought they were working with a 46-year-old woman and it would be easy.
Right.
And I'd run circles around them, yes.
Yeah, it's the same old story. All right. Well, we're going to let you go. I really appreciate you calling the show. And, you know, of course, with the, you know, just like you heard her saying, with the varicose veins, you don't have to live with that. You really honestly don't. And you know, if any doctor somewhere is telling you that this is, you know, they'll say it's genetic, they'll say this and that, or it's just a matter of getting old, right? So you don't have to live with it, as evidenced with our last caller, who was just great, you know, in my opinion. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about a little bit more serious issue. We'll be back right after this.
All right, we're back now. Now, thank you so much again, Cindy, for calling in. Mike and I have a really interesting story that's come up in the news. It's medical kidnapping. When you told me about this, I didn't even know what to think. And after reading the article, I had to say I had a few tears in my eyes. Mike, why don't you tell us a bit about this story?
Well, I guess, you know, just like you were saying, the best thing to do right off the hop here, I think, is just get straight to the information. And this news is not for the faint of heart, but I would like people to understand that this is what's happening due to our lack of getting involved with legislation and getting involved at the local level and, you know, developing policy. If you sit back and let people take care of things for you, this is what you're going to get. So listen up. Never forget that treating disease in America is a high profit business. Healthcare is one of the few situations in which the for-profit business providing services to a customer doesn't need the customer or the patient to agree to the price being charged. Instead, hospitals bill the federal government, we're talking about the United States here, for services rendered to the patient. And the government sends the hospital a hefty check for each service rendered. The patient, meanwhile, never even knows how much was billed to the government. So you're in the loop, but not really. You're the commodity. You're the cattle. There's somebody making deals over you. Now, this is half the reason doctors and hospitals now routinely order a battery of useless blood, labs, and medical tests on patients. It has nothing to do with the medical need and everything to do with padding the medical bill. But what happens when patients say no and decide to opt out of the whole system? That's a threat to the profits of the hospitals, doctors, and drug companies. So what they're increasingly doing today is kidnapping patients and forcing them to undergo expensive medical treatments against their will. Now, you remember I said there's going to be some upsetting information here. And if you're a parent or a grandparent or an uncle and an aunt, this is going to really bother you, but you need to hear this because this is what's going on. Now, case in point, teenager Isaiah Ryder, the latest victim of for-profit medical kidnapping in the United States of America. Isaiah was kidnapped by the hospital after his mother requested a second opinion on a medical diagnosis and treatment plan. And because Isaiah has a disability, the federal government pays extra for treatments Isaiah, like many children in America today, quickly become a cash cow for the hospital, which was working in conspiracy with the state officials to act as the new parents for Isaiah. While Isaiah was held against his will under the custody of the state, here's what happened according to the report on medicalkidnap.com. Isaiah reports that a man he had never seen before confronted him, held a gun to his head, forced him to chew a white pill, and as Isaiah was becoming dizzy, the man forced himself on the boy and did other things to him, calling him a pretty boy. He passed out. When he woke up, he was sore and the man was gone, but he was surrounded by other people who were laughing. The terrified child found his way back to the foster home, but didn't tell anybody. So this kid was raped and kidnapped under the guise of helping him with medical treatment. The state came in. The hospital came in. The federal government. Can you say conspiracy? They took this kid away from his mother and put him in a place with a bunch of pedophiles, all in the name of health care. If you are not pissed off at this, you're not paying attention. Now, all the while, the hospital was raking in massive profits by exploiting the bodies, the boy's body, in more ways than one. This is all described in excruciating detail by the boy's own mother, Michelle Ryder, who spoke with Dave Hodges in an interview that you can link to on naturalnews.com. And you might not be able to stomach listening to it as Michelle goes public with horrifying details of the abuse of her son under the so-called medical care of hospital authorities and staff. And you have got to understand, people, this is what's happening. Don't turn your head and think that you can not pay attention to what's happening in your medical system or your life around you and stand up and take control, and this isn't going to happen. This is serious business. I get silly sometimes and I joke around, but man, oh man, there are things happening all around you. I mean, when the Americans came into Germany, they found towns with concentration camps just 2 miles down the road, and the people of that town didn't even know what was going on. They argued with them. Well, guess what? It might be happening blocks from your door. Many have speculated that Isaiah's condition, which is receiving federal grants to treat, is the primary reason that Isaiah was taken from his mother. He was worth too much money to the hospital. Since CPS receives federal money for children being taken away from their parents, and even more compensation is granted for children with disabilities, like Isaiah, all the authorities in this case are motivated by the almighty dollar. So he was targeted as a commodity because he fit into a bracket for the highest payout. Now, when I was a kid, I didn't think that I'd met anybody that could push somebody in a gas chamber. I read about Nazi Germany. I heard that these things happened, but you know, I walked to school and I looked at the faces of the people around me and I thought, how could you convince people to do this? What's happening right now around you, ladies and gentlemen? Kids are getting hurt. Go ahead, Andrea.
No, yeah, when I read this story, I went to the website, like you were going to say, medicalkidnap.com, and I thought this was like a one-off. This is so sad. This is so terrible. But when you go to this website and you hear about all of these stories that are happening to these kids, there's even one from the province of Alberta. You know, so in Canada, about this boy who was his name is Mark, and it's same story though. The profit for the medical industry outweighs the actual health care. So when people talk about Alberta healthcare or healthcare in general, it's not healthcare. It's a business. They just want to make money. And the best way they can do that is to keep you within the system of, you know, their so-called healthcare. And it's what's happened to this kid Isaiah is, you know, this will affect him for the rest of his life. You know, it's not just a one-off, but the psychological effects and, you know, the medical effects now will affect him forever.
Well, how could he ever trust anybody again when the people that he was supposed to trust to take care of his health care and his well-being did this to him? I mean, they handed this kid over to a bunch of pedophiles is what they did. Between government and the hospital. And, you know, people get upset and they get mad and they get confused and stupid when you say the word conspiracy. But, in fact, people are charged with conspiracy in courts every single day. Well, look what happened to this kid. I mean, you know, there was a concerted effort by a group of people which had an interest, whether it was, you know, whether it was financial or just for flesh on a meat market for certain people to take this kid and have their way with him. So you're saying there's a kid in Alberta. Get into that story. Have you got it in front of you?
Yeah, it's this kid. His name is Mark. And, well, they nicknamed him Mark. That's his nickname. And He actually grew up in Germany. He's one of a twin, and unfortunately, he was the weaker of the twins and had a lot of health issues even from an infant. His parents were, you know, very proactive in his health and wanting to always give him the best treatment. And when he was schooling, they wanted him to be homeschooled. But in Germany, they don't allow this. So they immigrated to Canada as refugees. And here they thought, you know, they were leaving Germany, arriving in Canada in 2007. And, you know, the article says they were safe, they thought, and they were wrong. So in 2012, Mark's health took a turn for the worse, and he went to the Children's Hospital in Alberta and was diagnosed with this syndrome, and turns out it was a misdiagnosis. But the side effects gave him high blood pressure, fever, nausea, rashes, and sensitivity to light. So once he was, you know, misdiagnosed, they went back and he got a second diagnosis. The follow-up for this with the same physician were not good. He was losing weight no matter how much he ate. So the family took him back to the hospital in September of 2013, concerned about his weight and his low heart rate. And they learned that, again, this was a misdiagnosis. And they were done. Like any parent, like me, I would be done with this doctor, with the hospital, and they asked for a transfer to a different hospital for a second opinion. Guess what happened, Mike? Social services seized custody for seeking a second medical opinion. So the Child and Family Services took over and seized custody, citing that Mark's parents were neglectful and caused his weight loss. Yet the doctor who had diagnosed him twice was allowed to stay on his case and reportedly changed the diagnosis again to an eating disorder not otherwise specified. Are you kidding me?
Otherwise specified, So they didn't even have a concrete answer, but they had enough grounds to remove him from his parents. Go on, Andrea.
Yeah, so as a result, he has been entered into research studies without his or his parents' consent. Mark is a vegan by choice, but put on a high-calorie diet and told that he has not lactose intolerant. He was compelled to eat large amounts of cheese and drink lots of milk. When he had severe stomach pain and bloating from the dairy products and huge volume of food, he says that no one cared. It was after almost a year that the doctors allegedly acknowledged that Mark was indeed lactose intolerant, just as he and his parents had said. This is just a short example. So as a result of this, he has been denied access to a phone or to internet. He's not allowed to research the various diagnoses and treatments to which he's been subjected. He has also sought to research the various medications that he's been given. A teenage boy has been taken away from his friends and family and kept away from his twin brother and older sister. He hasn't seen his parents alone for over a year. When he does see them...
Over a year.
He's forbidden to hug them. Like, this blows my mind. So this poor kid, he has written on a Facebook page. And, you know, the letter that he wrote, Dad, you can tell that it's coming from the heart, that all he wants to do is to go back to his family. He doesn't want to be left.
You have time to read it, Andrea?
Yeah, I've got time. It says...
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear this kid. He's been taken away from his family for a whole year and forced on treatments that he's not happy with. So, yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it, Andrea.
So he writes, "To whom it may concern, this is Mark Herman. It has been a really long time, and there has been little to no justice for my family. All the good positives was ignored, and my family and I were not listened to. I have no life anymore, no phone, no friends, because all of the restrictions to the so-called safety of CFS, or Child Family Services, they don't let me talk to anyone, basically. I feel like I'm in prison. I want to go home. I want to go back to my family. I want to go home. I want to be with my family. I do not want to be in care, in foster care or in Child and Family Services care. They have done nothing but try to rip me and my family apart. My mom and dad are good parents and know me better than anyone else. I want to go home and I want to be with my family. I do not deserve to be or want to be in foster care. Foster care is not my home. Home is my home with my family I grew up with that I love and care about me. I'm very sad about not being at home. This is my life. This is my body, and I want to treat my body the way I want to treat it. I want to be healthy, and my parents know how to make me healthy. But we're never given a chance because of the lies and manipulations by Child and Family Services. Please, I need this court appealed. The judge did not make the right decision, and I need to be with my parents. I want to be with my parents. I have never had an unsupervised contact, even with mom and dad, even though all is fine. All the accusations, assumptions by CFS are lies. And if mom and dad wouldn't have been allowed to be part in taking part in doctor appointments and stuff, my life is not normal anymore. I am sad and I want to be with my family. And everything with me and my family is positive. I feel like we do not have any privacy. I am not even allowed to have my phone or anything. I have no life, no freedom. I'm not in the place where I want to be, and I want to go and live home. Please do something about this. My social worker do not do anything to help me and my family. Mark Herman. Doesn't that break your heart, Mike? This kid is 17 years old, and he feels trapped by being in this system. Ugh, it breaks my heart. I don't know what everyone else thinks, but I think it's a travesty that you can't even take care of your own children. The government or the health system is stepping in where they don't have the rights. And it shouldn't be like that.
It is heartbreaking. And did they put anywhere on there where you can, is there any call the person can make to the hospital or to social services or to the, is there anything set up here to support this family that we can give a shout out to on the show here?
Yep. So the family court judge, the number is 403-297-3937, as well as the Human Services Minister, Heather Klimchuk. Her phone number is 780-455-7979, and her email address is edmonton.glenora@assembly.ab.ca. If you want to read the whole story, it'll be posted on our Tumblr blog, which is northernwellnessradio.tumblr.com, and you can see the whole story as well as all the resources and sources if you want to speak out about this and help this kid get back to his family.
Breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Yeah. I got kids. I would hate for this to ever happen to them just because I wanted a second opinion.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and if the rest of us don't stand up for Mark, then what's to stop him from doing it to anybody else? I mean, and that's the point of this. We need to get together, talk about ways of putting a stop to this, and, you know, forget about football. I don't care about the Super Bowl or any of that crap. Our kids are in trouble here, and if we're not taking appropriate steps to protect them, then what the hell are you? You know, I mean, like, think about it. So anyways, we've got a ton of other material that we could go through here, but we're running out of time. It's been a great show. Remember, these people are out there, and there's ways that you can take steps to help them, but you got to start out with your own health. You got to get the right information. You got to get the right amount of minerals, vitamins, and amino and fatty acids in your body, and it will fix itself as God intended. And those are my closing words. We're going to be back, what, Monday?
Yeah, we'll be back every Monday at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And we'll have new current events and new callers in. So please join us next Monday at 7 p.m. Thank you so much, Mike.
Have a great week, Andrea, and I'll see you back here Monday at 7. And we'll start talking about going some extra days here. But for now, just Monday.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you later, Mike. Thank you so much, everyone.
You betcha. Have a great week, everyone.
Are you concerned with health freedom?
Don't settle for okay. Get the best. Northernwellness.ca sells the best nutritional supplements from Youngevity. Over 14 million sold worldwide and founded by the incomparable Dr. Joel Wallach, the Chuck Norris of naturopathic medicine. You have no idea how good your body is designed to feel. Northernwellness.ca. Thanks for listening in on Northern Wellness Health on Blog Talk Radio, a politically incorrect, hard-hitting health talk radio show for Canadians. We discuss environmental, political, human rights, economic, scientific, and social justice issues, Mondays at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
And Route. Are you still there? Mike?